from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Right, the business of building consents, I note they're down. I note we also don't have any jib boards, so what do we know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so let's, with all the, with everything that's going on in the world, let's focus on some good old local economic detail, building consents. Well, we know we're in the middle of a booming consents, don't we? I mean, we haven't seen the likes of it since the 70s. We also now realise that the granting consents was running ahead of the ability of the construction industry to actually implement the consents. Now we could also be seeing some evidence of a leveling off in residential property prices. So will we start to see an inflection point in consents, Mike? And if we do, does it actually matter in the short term because we've got that backlog? But it could be a sort of a leading indicator, I guess. For the record, January data, actual number of homes consented in January 2022 was down 6.3% from January 2021, so it is lower. 2,833 new homes consented, over 3,000 last January. Yeah, so evidence there of a fall in activity. I think you've also got to consider that it's still the second highest level of January consents on record, and there's 57 years worth of data there. So last year was obviously the highest. January, typically a quiet month for consents for fairly obvious reasons, but for the 12 months, you're still looking at 49,000 consents, so it's still pretty large. Apartment consents, they're obviously pretty lumpy. There was a fall in them in January, explains some of the fall. Look, Mike, I suppose a comment. I think it's reasonable to expect consent numbers to start to fall. I mean, you've got construction cost inflation. As you said, you can't buy jib board. I'm hearing, I don't know what you're hearing there, but I'm hearing people say it could be months before we can get hold of, builders can get hold of jib board. But so you've got construction cost inflation, interest rate rises, you've got softening residential property market. I think all of those factors will start to bite. They'll impact on decision making. But as I say, because those consent numbers are running ahead of build capacity, there's going to be a backlog of work for quite some time.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to the markets? Where are we at? We up, we down, right, around and round?
Yeah, let's switch back to global market. What's happening there? Our local market gave up some of its gains yesterday. It's down 110 points. So you saw sort of 3-4% falls, Fletcher Building, Ryman, Auckland Airport, and the larger stocks. We had Aussie GDP yesterday, Mike, for the fourth quarter, 3.4% in the debt quarter, 4.21% for the year of 2021. Market probably in line with their expectations, but maybe a bit below the RBA. Expectations. Some evidence then there of wage growth running a little bit stronger than expected. Household consumption is still very strong. One feature I just want to point out in global markets, Mike, for the last couple of days, US interest rates, the wholesale market, has reversed. This trend reversed a little bit overnight, but they're quite a bit lower. That US 10-year treasury rate, so benchmark bond, that hit a high a couple of weeks ago of about 2.06%. Now, at one point in the last couple of days, it had fallen to 1.6%. That's a big move in that market, around 1.8 now. First of all, it's evidence of the current volatility, the fact that everything's all over the shop. But the thing is here, Mike, while the Russia-Ukraine conflict is likely to put short-term pressure on inflation, the uncertainty is also now expected to give the old central bankers a bit of a reason to move a little bit more cautiously on interest rate normalisation. So market's now saying, right, interest rates are going to go up, but maybe the pace will be, you know, a little bit slower. And old Biden's State of Union address last night. Ukraine obviously got the front billing, but lots of focus on inflation in that. So top priority will be given to confront rising prices. At the same time, you've got Jerome Powell. He's in front of the House. He's going to be in front of the Senate. He's backing a 25 basis point move in the March meeting. Says the market's running at maximum employment. Brent crude, higher overnight, Mike, just under $110. I think it hit about $114 at one stage. But I've got a sea of green numbers in front of me. I've got green numbers everywhere. So market's higher overnight.
Fantastic.
So that's pretty good.
Well, lay them on me.
I will. Why not? 33,900 on the Dow, up 600 points. Take that, 1.8%. The S&P 500, 4374, up 68 points, 1.6% gain. The NASDAQ, 13,709, up 177 points, 1.3% gain there. FTSE 100 overnight gained 99 points, 1.36%, 7429. But the Nikkei was down 1.7%. 26393, Shanghai Composite down 5%. 3484. The Aussies, they gained 20 yesterday, 7116. And as I said, the New Zealand market down 109 points. It closed at 12,088. Kiwi dollar 0.6778 against the US, 0.9307 Aussie, 0.6107 euros, 0.5073 pounds, 78.37 Japanese yen. Gold $1,917, and Brent crude, I think, yeah, as we're looking now, just a tick over $110, $110.07.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it very much. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.